Hello, old friends.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to make a carrot cake.
You couldn't have picked a better day.
What is that?
Today is National Carrot Cake Day.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake.
Oh, don't tell me what's in it. The diet starts tomorrow.
My diet starts tomorrow.
Carrot cake. Is it a dessert or a vegetable?
Does anybody have the time?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
You gotta love a cake that sounds like it's healthy because you got carrot, but then it has one of the highest fat contents of all the cakes out there because it's so rich. Oh, it's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on, what day is it? Well, it's hump day too. It's carrot cake and hump day. It's Wednesday. We're midway through the week. And do you believe it? Midway through the week in February. In the first week of February. Time is just passing us by at exponential speed. So I hope you are still out there living your life and getting the most out of it. I know I am. I had a great night last night. Actually was the guest speaker at the Washoe County Republican Assembly. And large group of us talking about how we take America back. How we conduct ourselves, conduct our businesses, and get back to normal. Not the new normal, but get back to the American way of life. So I thank everybody who came out last night. It was an absolute pleasure to be the guest speaker. Love to hear from you today. Talk and text 884-9910-991-FMTalk.com. Today's poll question. The censorship continues. Censorship continues. Democrat California representative is pressuring Biden to give military the authority to police and censor soldiers' social media. So I get it. You go into the military and, you know, in certain aspects, you probably don't have that high of an expectation of privacy. But police and censor their social media? I have a big problem with this because who now is deciding what you can and cannot say on social media? So what, you can't have, as a soldier, you can't have a political opinion? You can't support one candidate over the other? You can't voice your concerns of special bills or... This is un-American. This is 100% communism. Marxism. I was talking to a dear friend yesterday and I said, you know, people know, I make the statement, we are already a socialist country. And that we are on the last push now for communism. And he disagreed with me slightly and said, well, yeah, I mean, there's some social programs and socialism in different aspects, but we're not really a socialist country. So I asked the group that I was speaking with last night, so what do you think? Are we a socialist country? Every single one of them said yes. Well, I think there may be two that didn't, but the majority, the vast majority of everybody said yes. So that tells me that people have woken up to the fact of what's going on, at least a certain percentage of people. This is the push to censor everyone. You just heard the thing with Mike Lindell. So now we're moving on into the military. That is going to keep people, if something like that passes, that is going to keep people from actually joining the military. I think, my opinion. Again, remember, this is an opinion program. My opinion. Until you call in or write in with your opinion. At Monica@991FMTalk.com or talk and text at 884-9910. So here we go. Pushing to police and censor soldiers' social media. I know a lot of law enforcement and others who, they don't even have social media. They don't want to get tied up in any of that. But unfortunately, how we use social media now, it is almost addictive to get the word out to people. Unless you have a vast email network, which, by the way, certain platforms are censoring emails as well. Why? Because it's their platform. But doesn't that tell you that your emails are being read? Your emails are being read, your texts are being read, your calls are being monitored. Huh. That sure sounds like a socialist country to me. On the push for full-on communism. The problem is, though, as you may have heard earlier, Andy Ngo, if you do have any type of social media, Twitter, you must follow Andy Ngo. And that's NGO. If you want to be in the know. Because he is the one that is actually getting out there and putting his life on the line. So much so that he has received so many death threats from Antifa, he actually had to move out of the country. This is how you are censored. For pretty much whatever you go up against nowadays. So what do you think? Should the military have that authority to do that? Yes or no? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, as well as today's. Fauci is now backtracking on wearing two masks after pushing it last week. So, how many masks are you willing to wear? 1% actually said two. Nobody answered as many as needed. 32% of those participating in the poll said one, and 67% said none. So, thank you for participating in the polls. I love to get just a little feel on how people are thinking out there, because not everybody can call into the show. And that's why I appreciate it when you text me or when you send me an email. This is of serious consequence to all of us. The censorship, the Biden administration. Here's one story for you from the Epoch Times, who I follow quite greatly. Title of the story by Frank Fang: Beijing tells Biden administration to play by the CCP's rules. So when you look at the people who have been put into the Biden administration, who are being confirmed right now, this should be scary to you. Because not only China, but we've got the Islamic Republic of Iran, known sponsor of terrorism. We have communist China. They're posing challenges pretty much every day. So you would think that it is important to be strong on our State Department, on the Department of Defense, on the Department of Justice. National security right now should be of the utmost importance. Not only right now, but at all times. Well, let's check out Jelena Porter. Because she is the State Department's newly installed deputy spokesperson. Jelena Porter. I guess social media can be good for some things. Because when you go back on her Facebook page, just a few years ago, in 2016, she said that the largest threat to U.S. national security is the cops, United States law enforcement, our police officers. So here is a person now speaking for national security, who is willing to put it into print that she believes the largest threat to the United States national security are our cops. I couldn't be more disgusted. Well, actually, Biden's not finished filling out his administration, so I guess I should hold off on saying that I couldn't be more disgusted, because I'm sure there are more things coming. So how do we get the bad taste out of your mouth? We'll give you something sweet. It may be National Carrot Cake Day, but both hours today, we have a chance for you to win from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville, a heart-shaped box of chocolates. Now, you can keep them or you can give them away for Valentine's Day, which, by the way, gentlemen, because women remember the day, is coming up very shortly. Yes, a week from Sunday. So hopefully you'll have something sweet for your sweetie. And if you don't, you can just log on to Chocolate Shop. That's chocolate, chopppe.us, and get something going. Do it early. You know, why wait until the last minute to show somebody how much you love them and how sweet you are on them? Oh, I could play on this all day. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. Phone lines are open. Talk and text 884-9910. What's on your mind today? Because for Nevadans, a lot of what's on people's minds is the legislature. They are meeting, and they are meeting once again behind closed doors, without you. So we'll hear more on that all day today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on this kind of overcast, but still beautiful day, because the day is what you make of it. And as we are now into Wednesday, day three of the Nevada legislature, just continue to remember you are locked out because of the Speaker of the Assembly, Jason Frierson. I believe that's his name, Jason Frierson. Now, the reason this is it's just so hypocritical. And how people look at the whole China virus. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Didn't Biden just sign an executive order banning that term, China virus? I'll have to look that up. You're not supposed to be able to say China virus anymore. So I'll have to figure out what we can say about the China virus. But Speaker Jason Frierson, by the way, it's jason.frierson at assembly.state.nv.us or jason at jasonfrierson.com. This is the person who is keeping you out of the legislative session. When it's okay to pack in 200-300 people into an airplane shoulder to shoulder, but as long as they have a mask on, they'll be safe. It's okay to do that, but it's not okay to, well, I guess confront would be the wrong word because that would be turned as aggressive, but to be able to plead your case in front of your elected representatives in the big old people's house, the Nevada legislature. So once again, you can pack yourself onto a plane with no problem. Oh, wait, maybe it's again, follow the money. Because those airlines are getting money for packing people in like sardines. And the legislature, well, they were voted in, so they'll get their money anyway. So they find it very easy to lock the doors and keep you out. Well, we are going to have a special guest with us coming up actually here in just about 10 minutes. And that's Daniel Honchar, who is with the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And he is going to teach. He is going to be having a boot camp on how people can be citizen legislators, citizen journalists, how you can watch and help everybody else understand what they're doing. This is a big deal. They don't think that we are watching, but we are. People will sit and watch the Zoom meetings. That's how you can participate. But will you? That's a good question. Because there are people who are so fed up, well, they've given up. And I hate to see that. I hate to see anybody give up. We wouldn't be where we are today if soldiers had given up, if our founding fathers had given up, if politicians of the past had given up, if activists had given up. The left has now given activism a bad name, I'll tell you that. Community organizers. Because let me tell you, those community organizers like Plan, the Progressive Leadership Alliance, Nevada. Anything, any organization that has the term progressive in it is just a liberal communist push organization. Progressive Leadership Alliance, Nevada, Progressive Nevada, Sunrise Movement, BLM, and they are all right here. They are all right here in Northern Nevada, in our rural communities, in Reno and Sparks. And they're the ones who are making the noise and being heard right now. But Americans outnumber them, in my opinion, probably 10 to 1. But we're not hearing from them. Because so many people still have the ideal of go along to get along. Go along to get along. At some point, where do you find your button to stand and use your voice and fight for your rights? Like opening up the Nevada legislature. Again, Speaker Jason Frierson. Contact him and he could get that door open. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show with a special guest to tell us more on how you can participate in the legislature right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. Hopefully you can get a little Monica in your life. If you can't do it today or stream it live, remember, we always have our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. And speaking of the website, guess what? Check out the poll question. Appreciate it if you head on over there and answer today's question. What do you think? Should the military have the authority to police and censor soldiers' media? That seems a little drastic, but a Democrat in California is pressuring the Biden administration, pressuring Biden to actually do that. Well, received this quick email, and I thank you so much. Hello, Monica. I know this California rep wants to monitor the military, but I have worked for the federal government and they already monitor employees' social media. Mainly, they look for threats, not necessarily for political views. Anyone working with the government who carries a clearance has already signed a document allowing the access. Since an elected official automatically is given top secret clearance without a thorough background check, all politicians, the FBI should have already known about Eric Swalwell's relationship with the Chinese spy. This guy, if he communicated anything dealing with classified information at minimum, he should have been given 5 years. By the way, you can say China virus. Only federal employees must refrain from biased comments towards Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. So, yes, love that. Thank you so much for the email. But why do we change things? So do we change the name of the Russian flu, the Spanish flu? Normally, from what I have understood, is a name comes out of where people believe a different virus or flu or whatever originated in. Hence the term, the China virus, Wuhan virus. We seem to believe that just because people use a term like that, that all of a sudden people are going to start attacking Chinese people. And that's just not the case. At least in my heart, I don't believe that's the case. Monica, progressive means progressing away from logic, reason, and personal responsibility. Thank you for continuing to speak the truth, Wanda. Thank you, Wanda. I appreciate emails like that so much. Ratio of our kind to BLM, Antifa, I said it was like 10 to 1. No, it's more like 1,000 to 1. Thank you for that as well. Appreciate that. Just a quick little where to for you. The very first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, according to Saul Alinsky, it was Lucifer. Rules for radicals. A pragmatic primer for realistic radicals. This has been going on for a long time, people. And people have learned. Well, we have a very special guest joining us right now. Because you need to know what to do. You need to know how to do it. So joining us right now from NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute, who is the Director of Legislative Affairs, please welcome Daniel Honcharoo. I hope I pronounced that right, Daniel.
You did a great job, Monica, and thank you for having me on.
I am so glad you're here.
It's been quite a crazy year, and first of all, I'd like to address your audience. If you've not heard of NPRI, Nevada Policy, please today go to our website, sign up for our emails. We've been the only public policy organization since day one to oppose King Sisolak's lockdowns, and we will continue to be a force to provide a more prosperous and free Nevada going forward.
That is so true. Cicilline needs to hear from the public. And through the years, Daniel, you've had legislative boot camps where people could go in and learn about the legislative process, how they can pay attention, what they can do, you know, kind of a citizen legislature going out and monitoring. But because of what we're seeing right now with the COVID lockdowns, you're not able to have those in person this time around. Are you still going to do those boot camps?
Yes. In fact, we have one coming up on Monday. It'll be virtual for obvious reasons, but I appreciate you giving me the time to boost it. Monday, 3 p.m., NPRI is offering what we've branded a Legislative Citizen Boot Camp. It is essentially going to be a tutorial hosted by me for like-minded people, you know, people who believe in free markets, small government, and basic civil liberties, to better understand how they can become involved in a virtual legislature. And that will mostly require an instruction on how to utilize Nevada's NELIS site. NELIS is an acronym for the Nevada Electronic Legislative Information System, a mouthful, so we just call it NELIS. But what I want this to be is a primer for, you know, upcoming citizen activists to be able to follow and track legislation in real time, to be able to know who to call and what committee is bringing what bill on various dates. We'll also offer up calls to action going forward. And of course, this will all be presented from a right of center free market view. And we certainly encourage mass public participation. Last I heard, we already had scores of signups, and I am just ecstatic. We need to be more aggressive than ever this year. Again, for obvious reasons, 2020 was hell, and 2021 hasn't started off so well either.
Yeah.
And let me just say to RSVP for the event, Monday, 3 p.m., visit nevadapolicy.org, go to our events page, and you can RSVP there.
NPRI.org. This, you should be following them anyway to stay up to date on what's going on. But I have to ask you, Daniel, is there a mental strain on people when they are not able to voice their concerns in public, be face to face? Because really, Zoom just doesn't cut it.
Well, and it isn't even Zoom. It's my understanding that protocol going forward will only permit for phone calls. So you can't even, you know, the lawmaker won't even see the face of the person who's talking to him or her. So it's even worse than Zoom. It's just basic phone calls. It's an absolute affront to our civil liberties and to our rights to follow our government officials in action as they represent us. unfortunately, there's no way around that. You know, I'm bound by that same rule. Even as a registered lobbyist, I myself am not permitted to enter the Ledge building. You know, fortunately, I've worked years to grow rapport with many lawmakers, so I can call them or text them if I'd like to at any time of the day. But in-person meetings are going to be occurring much less frequently going forward. And so that's why, again, it's so important that Nevadans have the resources to understand how to get involved from the comfort of their own homes.
So from your opinion, could Speaker Frierson actually open up the legislative building, open up the legislature? I mean, we see people packed into airplanes, shoulder to shoulder, yeah, wearing masks, but entering the building itself, isn't Speaker Frierson pretty much the person who's keeping it locked down?
Well, that may be the case, but he's doing so with full support from Governor Sisolak. Sisolak, at any time he wanted to, could theoretically revoke the state's emergency status and return life to normal. So rather than the Assembly Majority Speaker Frierson and or Nicole Cannizzaro on the Senate side, Governor Sisolak is the one who is behind these mandates. And it would take an act from him, I believe, to change rules going forward. That said, we do expect there to be some opening up slowly of the Ledge building, not in the immediate weeks, but rather months. But of course, we have an interest in opening up that building as soon as possible. And I encourage everybody listening to call their lawmaker, both Senate, on the Senate side and the Assembly side, and tell them, we want to witness in-person action. It's a fundamental right for Americans to witness their government officials legislate. We saw what happened during the 2020 second special session when they passed a slew of major electoral reform laws at 2 a.m. when nobody was awake, when nobody knew what happened. So it's vital that we open the Ledge building as soon as possible. You're right. We can go on airplanes, but we can't go into a committee room. It seems arbitrary and capricious, as the Constitution might state.
Yeah, exactly. NPRI.org. Get signed up. RSVP for the Legislative Citizen Boot Camp. It happens on Monday at 3 p.m. You don't want to wait until the last minute because, you know, even on Zoom meetings, you can only have so many people to really pay attention and get into it. So, Daniel, thank you so much for joining me. And more so, thank you for what you do with NPRI to follow everything that's going on for people. And that's another person that you should just follow outright. I was speaking earlier about following Daniel No, not Daniel No, for Andy No, getting confused with my names here. But Daniel, how can people follow you on social media and, you know, get the word out earlier of what's coming down?
So I primarily use my Twitter account. You can find me at D_Honch, H-O-N-C-H. And obviously our main Nevada policy Twitter feed is a very useful resource as well. That is at Nevada Policy RI.
Daniel, thank you so much for joining me today. And you know, you've got the studio number. You are welcome to call in at any time between noon and 12 and get the word out to the people what the legislature is actually up to.
I will certainly take you up on that. Thank you, Monica, and have a great day.
Thank you, Daniel. You too. Now back to work. All right. Make sure you RSVP for that class or that boot camp early, because you want to. I get questions all the time on what do I do? How do I do this? I'm not the expert, but NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research, that's where the experts are. So you want to follow along with this. We're going to take a quick break and then we will be back with more of your phone calls. But until then, how about this? Let's get a few phone calls going. 884-9910, caller number 5, mix it up today, caller number 5, and you're going to pick up that heart-shaped box of chocolates, good stuff, from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. Good luck to you on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Going to go through a couple of quick emails and texts, and big congratulations going out to Tim from Dayton. Yes, Tim was caller number 5, picked up that heart-shaped box of chocolates from the chocolate shop. Glorious Gardnerville. Thank you so much. All right. Hello, Monica. You're right. We don't need any more stinking laws. Have more than enough on the books. Boy, ain't that the truth. Need to start, just like cleaning out the voter rolls, we need to start cleaning out these horrible laws that have been on the books for centuries, it seems like, that don't do or mean anything. Send them all home, social distancing and all. Give Nevada a rest. After all, we have the virus. Heiko. Oh, thank you so much, Heiko. Cicilline is using Executive Order 2020-01 to do everything he wants. Close everyone out. He likes the power. Yes, that is absolutely, I believe, the absolute truth. He likes the power. Is he listening to experts? Because I know a lot of experts out there who, well, let's just say, are disagreeing with the experts that they are using. Oh, let's see. Budweiser, if you are going to watch the Super Bowl this year, Budweiser is not going to be airing Super Bowl commercials. Oh, not a whole lot of money for... not a whole lot of money at all for the NFL with what's been going on. And it's just so interesting, the companies that are pulling their ads this year. You know, I actually like the Budweiser commercials, even though I don't drink. Gonna miss those horses. I'll just have to go out and find some videos of horses on my own. Let's see, when we spend trillions of dollars on relief, where does that money come from? And who's going to pay it back? Before all of this started, every citizen in the United States owed $40,000 to the national debt. Now I imagine it's 50 or 60. Is this part of China's plan to break our I'm going to change that word just to backs. I don't believe it's part of China's plan. I believe that it is China working on behalf of the New World Order and their plan, which it's amazing to see people fight back against this about the globalism, the New World Order, the Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, all of these plans that have been put in place for decades, decades upon decades from the United Nations, from the World Economic Forum, from the corporate giants and the elite who meet at Davos every year. The George Soroses, the Bill Clintons, or the Clinton Foundation, the Bill Gates. I find it so hard to believe that people are so wrapped up in their own lives that they aren't looking this stuff up for themselves and paying attention to what is happening right before us. You go back in the rules for communism, straight from the communist handbook of control education, control law enforcement, control healthcare, bring on more poverty so people are dependent on the government. It's right out of the playbook. And that is exactly what Democrats, the progressive left, and a few very, very misguided Republicans are doing to all of us. And that includes our Nevada legislature. Just go through Nellis and look at some of the bills that they're trying to push through. And let me tell you, when it comes to 4 months from now, when it's time to wrap all this mess up, they will be just pushing them through. Just like in the last legislative session, in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., with no one noticing. 991fmtalk.com. If you need help with the legislature or Nellis, the links are right on top of my page. Just go to the Monica J page at 991fmtalk.com through the schedule, and they're right there. Got the links all set up for you so you don't have to go look them up. Or if you forget them, you can go there and just link up so you don't have to use your brain too hard on that. We got other things working in there. We don't need to worry about web addresses. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.